entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Nice and friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life. And he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and we have got Oscar special here tonight. Now, you know my name is Oscar, so it's only fitting that we're here doing a special for y'all. So welcome to the show. We've got a great show coming on. We've got Rolanda Watts. Before she jets to the Elton John party, she's going to hang out with us for just a moment to let us know her favorites for the evening. And also, we've got celebrity stylist Felix Mercado coming on. So we've got a good show. I'm glad you're here. If you're still watching the Oscars, watch them. Tune in to us. If you missed any of the show, you can check us out on latalkradio.com. You know that's where the archives are. So everyone, without any further ado, hey, Ronan, we want to get Rolanda here. So Rolanda, say hi. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Gosh, was this an Oscar night? You know what?
This I don't was care a good night. About
it was just great. I just love Oscar night. It's like Christmas here in Hollywood.
It is Christmas in Hollywood. And you know what, Ronan? We're going to talk about Hot Topics with Rolanda, so hit it.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
Pick a topic because you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. And tonight's topic is, of course, the Oscars. And we've got Rolanda Watts here with us. Y'all love Rolanda. She's sitting right now in Hollywood, California, and she's got the scoop for us. Rolanda, what's going on? And let's break down these Oscars tonight.
And listen, you know it is like the holiday season all over again right now in Hollywood. This is the stuff we live for. I'm getting over a cold. One of the things I said, I'll get the cold, but I'm getting it over by Oscar night. Honey, it was a golden night. But as my girlfriend, who's one of my best friends, Lisa the Fashionista, says, it might have been a golden night, but platinum won on the red carpet tonight. Did you see how much platinum was out there from Oscar winners Hilary Swank to Oscar nominees Oprah Winfrey? Everybody was wearing beautiful, beautiful platinum. Some people call it steel. Some people call it shark. Look at Helen Mirren, how beautiful she looked. Those colors are absolutely beautiful.
And huh? Great about them too is when they get the flash
Michelle
on them, they just like luminous, gorgeous.
I loved it. And you know what? What I loved also is that we're seeing more feathers incorporated. We saw so much platinum and we saw feathers like a Hilary Swank's dress. What I also loved was the splash of color like we saw in Jennifer Hudson flashing off her new body in her tangerine gown.
Versace. Absolutely. They did an amazing show tonight. That was Versace. And she said that when she went into the showroom and she saw that, she knew that dress was for her.
And she said it was tangerine. Honey, work that weight loss. Come on back. They're very different than when she walked up there and accepted the offer. She's a whole new body. I also love, Max, how women are incorporating color. I love to see the reds that Sandra Bullock was wearing. I love to see the beautiful the plum colors, the berry colors that were worn. Scarlett Johansson wore that beautiful berry color. I wasn't crazy about the dress, but I love the fact that she took a chance with color. I love to see color coming back, and I loved her messy hair.
Well, you know, speaking of Berry, about Halle Berry, she had on a beautiful nude dress, too. The nudes were beautiful, Ro.
I love the transition. Halle Berry was off the chain. Halle Berry, nothing beats Halle Berry. You can't beat Halle Berry on the red carpet. It belongs to her. But for her to be able to incorporate blush and nude and still the tinsely platinum was so beautiful, and she's still such a lady. I love the ladylikeness also. One of the things I really loved was, for instance, the young lady who was in Black Swan who wore the lavender and lace. And I love how small boobs are in this year. Nobody's
yes.
pumping big boobs.
Mila Kunis. That was Mila Kunis in that purple lavender dress.
Oh, she was beautiful. I love how prettiness is coming back, how ladylikeness is coming back, and these small, quaint boobs and still being very voluptuous and ladylike without all the flash. I love how that sophistication is coming back to the red carpet.
And it's working. And you know what? The men tore it up, too. Now, let me ask you a question, Ro. What do you think about bow ties or ties for men?
Oh, wait a minute. Did you see that tonight? First of all, I loved it when the two guys got up there in the midnight blue tuxedos. One had on a bow tie, white shirt, white bow tie, with a navy blue, like almost midnight blue tuxedo with the black satin trim on the lapels. The other one had the tie. I like them both. Quite honestly, I think bow ties are a lot of fun for a special occasion like this. Most men, like I know my Tyrone, wears ties a lot. I love to see him in a bow tie because it's fun for him and it's different. The tuxedos this year were off the chain at the Oscars. Did you see the two guys in the all-white tuxedos with the white shirt and the white tie? I love that. I love how the tuxedo, even our hostess, Anne, wore a tuxedo, a woman wearing a tuxedo.
I love that. I thought she was the best.
The comeback this year.
They are. And you know what? Speaking of comeback, I know that these guys tonight are tearing it up. They're giving, you know, the men really get kind of like, without, for lack of better words, the shaft, because no one ever talks about how the men are dressed. And tonight, the men were dressing impeccably.
I know. And did you see that Justin Timberlake? And did you see Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest, the way those tuxedos fit those men? That is the beauty of a tailored suit, men. That is the beauty of tailorship. So we're seeing some wonderful, wonderful just ways to wear. You know, we all have our own red carpet moment. If you don't live in Hollywood and you don't walk down the red carpet, each of us has a wedding or a reunion or something coming up. And so we can take little things from this and pull it into our own lives. In fact, I have an old platinum outfit I'm about to pull out from a few years ago now that I know platinum's back in, Max.
Speaking of, what are you wearing tonight to the big Elton John party that you're going to?
Well, listen, you know something? I am just coming out of a cold, so I didn't get the chance to do the gown shopping like I wanted to. But I did fall in love before I fell sick. I fell in love with a wonderful designer named Komarov, and I'm wearing a lovely, now get this, a very simple white gown. And it's just very simple with frills on it and little rose embroidery. And I'm just going to work pearls and messy hair. And instead of working my pearls with gold, I'm going to work pearls with platinum. Now that I've watched the Oscars, I'm going to mess up my hair and walk out there and try to strut like everybody else.
Well, you just got it all together and all ready, Ro. I'm glad you came here for a couple minutes to tell us what you thought. But all in all, the Oscars are good this year. The vibe was nice and young and rethinkable and possible and nice. And everything was good about the Oscars, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think it was the most exciting awards program that I've ever seen. I've been, you know how we are, Max. We're very Facebook friendly. And all of our Facebook friends have just given big kudos up to Sandra Bullock and big kudos to Halle and big kudos to Jennifer and Helen Mirren, and the cropped silver hair is really working for the dames in the group. But you know, it's an exciting time no matter what, because we're celebrating the best in the business. What it takes to give us our, you know, like I always say, if oil, wheat, and grain, that's not America's greatest natural resource. Our greatest natural resource are movies. And this is the time when we celebrate all the hard work from the people who write those great words, to the people who build those great costumes, to the people who paint those sets and get those Oscars. This is the time that we celebrate. So this is an exciting time. So it's really about the celebration. And if you look half decent, that's half the battle, too.
That is half the battle. And you know what? Vintage looked good this year, too, right, Ro?
Yeah, listen, things are looking good this year. Absolutely.
Well, I know you're going to look good going to the Elton John party, so I don't want to keep you anymore, because you got to get your hair all tousled up, get that white dress on, get your pearls going, jump in the car, and have a lot of fun tonight.
That's right. You know, I'm trying to boost my movie career. I just landed another role in the movie, which I'll be able to tell you back as soon as all the negotiations are done.
This is
great inspiration. Great inspiration. So I will keep you posted. You know I will be telling you all the scoop that happens tonight at the Elton John party. I'll be posting pictures on my Facebook. Go to the Rolanda Facebook fan page and hang out with us. And you know, Max, how much fun we have on Facebook.
We do have fun, and I can't wait to see your picture. So get it up there as soon as possible.
Okay, and congratulations to all the winners, and congratulations to all of us who support the movies. All right, Max, I love you so much.
I can't wait to see you in your next movie, Ro. Have fun tonight, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thanks so much.
Bye, Rolanda Watts.
Okay, bye, Max.
Rolanda Watts. She's going right now to the Elton John party. You know what it's all about in L.A. Speaking of L.A., this is L.A. Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci. Tonight is our Oscar special. And you know what? The Oscars is the Oscars. It's all about the movies. But without fashion, the Oscars wouldn't be really anything, or would they? Now, listen, here's the deal. I got to say hi to one of my best friends. He's tuning in tonight. Rocco, what's going on? I just got your text on my G2 Sidekick. Thank you, Sidekick, and thank you, T-Mobile. I don't have a Sidekick anymore. I have a G2. Oh, my God, I got to get over the Sidekick thing. Anyway, speaking of Sidekicks, I have one coming on in just a minute. I don't know who's whose Sidekick, but Felix Mercado is a celebrity stylist. You all know him. It's 11-11 here in New York. Make a wish. Now, let me tell you all something. This is great and a lot of fun. When Felix gets here, we're going to talk about everything fashionable and fashionista. And then after Felix, we got her back here in the studio. We've got Farah Ansanya. You all know her. Ansana. Farah, we love, love, love. And she's going to be here. She's in like Switzerland right now, I think. And it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, she's got some good stuff. Her show was amazing. So stay tuned, because right now we've got Monroe King's Fashionista on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Felix Mercado, when we're back. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Now, you all know the Oscars are still going on, so we're glad that you're here. So if you missed this show by any part, you can go right to latalkradio.com. Go to Max and Friends. The archives are there. And that was Monroe King, fashionista. Speaking of fashionistas, we've got one man who can do everything under the sun, from whatever you wear to changing what you wear to changing what you wear and what you wore to your hair, to your makeup, to your jewelry. This is the man. Say it with style. Shut up and wear it. Felix Mercado, stylist of the stars. Welcome to Max and Friends. It's been 3 years that I have this show. You're one of my best friends, and we finally have you on the air. Welcome to the show.
I know. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Now, are we going to talk tonight about the Oscars or what?
Yes, we're going to talk about all the hits, the misses, and the misses, and more of the misses.
And the best and the worst, and the worst and the worst. Now, you know what's fun, Felix, is that we're the first show that's given the best and the worst live right now in L.A. because everyone's giving it tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We're giving it tonight. We are the number one show, Max and Friends, to give your Oscar review for best and worst. And what better person to have celebrity stylist to the stars, Felix Mercado. Check him out, shutupandwearit.com, because you're going to learn more about him. And we're going to just, let's dive right into this. And I want to talk first about, because you know, we were just talking about her during the song, Fashionista by Monroe King, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, her boobs look like two big torpedoes on her chest. And I just, nothing about that dress was flattering. Nothing.
The only thing flattering on Oprah were those earrings. Did you see those diamonds?
I know, but she's got bank. I mean, those probably were something from her little archive or something. I doubt that those were borrowed.
All right. And the boobies were very beloved. Now, let me tell you, we all are right now watching the Oscars, and you know who just won for Best Actress?
Miss Natalie Portman.
Miss Natalie Portman, congratulations. You know, Felix, I got to tell you, though, she's not one of my favorite dresses tonight.
I know, that brodacte just does nothing for her. And, she's pregnant, and we get that. But it's a dull color. And we also saw that similar color on Scarlett Johansson, this dull, boring plum. It just doesn't make any sense.
And you know what doesn't make sense? Her hair doesn't make sense. The earrings, I like the earrings, the little tassel effect. But her hair just kills it. I sat on the plane with her once, Delta.com. We flew back from LA together. She was the most lovely, gracious girl. So smart, so educated. But I think the education of her style missed it tonight, don't you?
Yes, yes. You know, I'm a big fan of Tiffany jewelry, but I just didn't get it with those tassel earrings. And it just doesn't work with the dress. The two just, she was trying to go for the matchy-matchy thing, which I get. And she really wanted to show off the earrings with the side-swept hair and the wavy look. But it's just not flattering for her. She needed to wear diamonds. She's a nominee. She should have come out in something a little bit more vibrant, maybe even red. But, you know, the cleavage is rocking.
Well, you know what? Because she's pregnant. But I'm not going to give her, like, you know, do not go to jail card, because she should know better. And especially being nominated for this award and for obviously winning now, she shouldn't be wearing a dress like that. But you know what? Enough about getting on her, because she did her thing. Congratulations. But we'll talk about that later. I want to see where she falls on your worst list. But Felix, what would you have put her in?
Well, I probably would have put her in something metallic, believe it or not, because it's her night, and everybody knew that she was going to win for this. So I would have done her in something gold metallic, very figure flattering, kind of like kissing her shape. Calvin Klein Collection does some beautiful things, you know, similar to what Gwyneth Paltrow wore, that liquid platinum dress that she wore, but just in a nice form, figure flattering style and silhouette. Because when you try to, you know, cover up the belly with all this fabric, you just look like one big fat tent. So for me, I'm all about, you know, celebrating the new curves and celebrating the baby bump. So instead of hiding it, I would have just accentuated it.
And there's a lot of fabric there, a lot of fabric.
A lot. She's been doing that a lot. And most, she's been kind of on the miss, on not the best dress lists on the red carpet for the past few awards. And, you know, yeah, you're pregnant. And yes, we understand that you're not feeling sexy, but it should not show on such an important night like this.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of women that look sexy pregnant. So speaking of, you know what? We just spoke about Gwyneth Paltrow. People loved her. I got a lot of tweets about her. I got a lot of information about her. And people loved her. They did.
Well,
they loved her.
You know, the dress that she wore, it was by Calvin Klein Collection. Francisco Costa actually did it for her. It was beautiful. And once you stepped away from it and you kind of got into the whole thing, it just looked like she was in liquid platinum. It was just stunning. The plunging neckline. But I thought for her, it was a little bit too contemporary, because Gwyneth Paltrow has a very classic look. And so right now, I don't know what's going on with her, with her personality, with her new singing career, but she's trying all these new things and she's looking like she's really trying to rock out. And I don't know if it really works for her, but I thought the dress was beautiful. It wasn't my favorite on it, but I thought it was beautiful.
Now, you know, it was beautiful. And I'm going to tell you, the thing about Gwyneth, I loved her hair and her makeup was flawless. But the one thing I didn't like about this Calvin Klein dress was, did you see the hemline? It was like a 4-inch hemline. Now, I don't know if that was the style. Did you see that?
Yeah, no, that was really, really, really bad. And that's what happens when, at the last minute, the celebrity makes a decision of what they want to wear, and the stylist has to get on their hands and knees and stitch that bad boy up. And that is just bad fashion.
That was awful. But I will say, you know what?
Yeah,
tell me.
No, because when they did the pan up and then they did the pan back down, I was like, what the? It was just really, really, really bad. And
it was scary.
You knew it wasn't part of the design, because if it was a part of the design, then there would have been a gradiated color going from the platinum to a darker color on the hem. But this was just one big fat band, and you saw the stitching, which is horrible.
Awful. I'm glad you saw it, too. We're on the same page. Now, listen, I will tell you, though, Gwyneth Paltrow had the best chain. She looked really good in when she sang.
Yeah. Well, you know, but I'm just over her and the singing thing. I don't know what's going on with her. She must be going through a midlife crisis or something. But now she's been singing every award show. She did it at the Grammys, and she totally – I mean, I nearly fell on the floor and bumped my head when I saw her singing on top of that piano.
Well, maybe she fell on the floor and bumped her head. But let me tell you something. You know, Upper East Side girl, okay, you know what? Girl was growing up spoiled, and she probably always wanted to sing, and her parents wanted her to be an actress, and she probably always wanted to be a singer. So – you know what? It's country. Anyone can sing country as long as you're in a broken down car and someone's pregnant somewhere. And you know what I'm talking about? You could do it. So she does her thing. I like what.
Well, I got to tell you.
But I didn't like the hemline on that Calvin Klein dress.
No, but what was also interesting was that when she was asked which artist would she like to work with next, she had the nerve to part her lips and say Jay-Z. That was like, I was like, what the hell are you thinking?
Well, you know, she should have said 50 Cent, because he's into those white girls now, you know, like Chelsea Lately. So. She messed up there. But you know what? Speaking of outfit changes, Felix, I want to go right into Anne Hathaway. Red carpet, I thought, was a disaster.
Really? I thought that Bitch Bella was the best one she's worn by far.
I don't know. I got to tell you, I think, you know, then, so from her red carpet, the red number, y'all, who designed it, Felix?
Well, Vintage Valentino on the red carpet.
Okay. Now, you know, I got a vintage store. I don't know if I would have taken that dress in.
Really? Oh, my God. That was like one of my favorites.
All right, well, this is why we got our opinions. Now, I'll tell you, the opening number was the white dress, right? Was she all in Vintage Valentino tonight?
I'm sorry?
Who was she in tonight? Was it all Vintage Valentino?
Well, she's been doing a lot of, I think she pretty much, that's her, like, her homage to Valentino, is that since this is a wonderful opportunity, she's going to wear him. And, of course, she has Rachel Zoe. She summoned her to put together all her looks. You know, that first real one wasn't my favorite, because the way that I felt is that these dresses are like the mullet dress. They look great up on top, but then they look crazy on the bottom. I mean, her hips look so wide in these dresses. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yes. Yes. You know, it was interesting because James Franco had said to her, you look real hip. And I was like, she looked more hippie to me than hip. Like, those hips were big.
Well, I think he was saying what you were saying.
Yeah. Okay.
He just left my eye out of that compliment.
All right. Thank you. Well, you know what?
But
so
you know
there's
what? Also,
that. And then, hold up, let's and then her second number, she was in a tuxedo, right?
Yeah, and I dig a woman in a tuxedo and heels, but it was a performance, so I don't know if we can, you know, add that into the mix as one of her presenting or hosting ensembles. It was cute, it just didn't do anything for me. It was a woman in a tuxedo and a pair of heels to me.
All right. And then the third number, I don't even remember what it was. All I have is that it was that black dress with the tulle. She looked like a mess. She looked like she borrowed Marissa Tomei's dress real quick.
Yeah, it was another miss. It just did nothing for me. And then there was that rainfall dress that she was wearing, a flapper dress that really was with that awkward bejeweled neckline. I mean, those two backed up against each other. Total
disaster.
Misses. And that's the unfortunate part for me was one of the biggest questions that I've been getting that I've been asked is, what do we think about Anne Hathaway's hosting looks? And I said, well, the one thing that I'm most concerned about is whether or not Rachel Zoe will be able to give her a consistent look from top to bottom. And because one thing as a host, you want people to, you want to flow, you want to create a nice story with your fashion, not be all over the damn place. And unfortunately, it looks like, you know, Anne Hathaway's wardrobe is all over the damn place. There's nothing cohesive about her look. Between she has this blue dress, and then she had the flapper dress, and then she had the black dress, and then she had the tuxedo, and then she had that white dress with the big hip. I'm kind of disappointed with each of her looks.
Well, we can't blame her. We got to blame her stylist. And what we would say to her stylist is, shut up and don't wear it.
Shut up and don't tell her to wear it.
Right? Thank you. Well, Colin Firth, congratulations. You just won the actor in a leading role for The King's Speech, so congratulations there. Now, speaking of the men, you know what? The men tore it up. Felix, are you bow tie or are you a tie kind of a guy?
Bow tie. When it comes to the Oscars, you have to do the bow tie.
No, I agree. I thought the bow ties were great. Speaking of men, Justin Timberlake, I'm going to tell you, he was one of my favorites tonight.
And Tom Ford, he rocked it out. And he kept complaining that he couldn't breathe because the suit was so fitted. But that's the way that Tom Ford designs. I mean, the suit looked absolutely stunning on him. He looked like a handsome man.
Yeah, no, I agree. And let me tell you, the men, I think the men did well this year because usually they look busted. But speaking of busted men, Felix, let's go with our list for worst dressed men. Do you have your list ready?
Yes.
All right.
I got the one man on my list next to Jeff Bridges is Christian Bale. Christian Bale in this black on black just didn't do anything for me. I was just so disappointed. And then he won. He had that horrible beard, and he had
awful nightmare.
He just really didn't do anything for them. But I got to be honest with you. I thought that the men did a really good job, especially Jude Law with that white bow tie.
Oh yeah. Well, We're gonna get to the best in a minute. But I got to tell you, I agree with you with the Christian Bale look. But my worst was Russell Brand. I mean, he always dresses like he's going to the Grammys, not the Oscars.
Well, that's the thing. Between Russell Brand and Christian Bale, they both look like they could be bossy twins.
I got to tell you the truth, though, about James Franco. He has yellow teeth.
Oh, I know. This is like the one event where you want to get your beauty on. You want to get that taken care of before you hit the carpet. And there's no excuse for bad teeth or bad skin, especially on a night as important as the Oscars. And that was pretty scary.
Well, speaking of best, who was your best dressed male?
I got to say, between Javier Bardem and Jude Law, I mean, the both of them were just handsome. They looked really, really, really good. And, you know, what was interesting was seeing Javier Bardem in a necktie. I thought for sure he would be in a bow tie. But to see him in a necktie, he still looked very, very, very handsome. The Latin lover. He brought out the carpet.
And you know who looked very dapper was Robert Downey Jr. He didn't look a mess like he usually does.
I know, always Robert. You know, Robert to me doesn't disappoint. He can do absolutely no wrong because the man has gone through so much, and now he's at a place where he's like, you know what, I don't care. Take me or leave me. Love me or hate me. And so he's not trying at all like some of these other guys. Like for me, did you see Zachary Levi's hair?
Oh, nightmare.
It looked like he had a bad hair piece on. His hair was a little too perfectly coiffed. He looked handsome in Gucci, but his hair was just, I was like, you know when you have that, what is it, that stuff that people spray on their hair to make their hair look thicker?
Oh, yes, like the spray paint for the hair.
Yeah, and that's what it looked like he had on.
Oh, scary. And you know what, though? I'm going to tell you for the best, because I agree with you. I'm my number one. I had a tie between Justin and Jude Law. I thought they looked great. But also Matthew McConaughey looked great. And so did Hugh Jackman.
Well, yeah. I mean, they are, to me, the quintessential Hollywood man.
They're the new, they're the Rat Pack.
Yeah. And they know and they never disappoint. And they are heartthrobs. They could step out in a brown paper bag with a belt around it, and they would still look unbelievable and handsome, even at the Oscars. So those are the guys that, you know every time there's a red carpet, and they're going to be on it, they're going to look handsome.
They are going to look handsome. Now, you know what, Ronan, what's everybody listening to?
I'm sorry.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with celebrity stylist and the founder and creator of Shut Up and Wear It. Felix Mercado is here, and we're doing our Oscar special. We just talked about the men and how good they looked. But you know what, Felix? People want to know, when I got your tweet. Now, tell them where they can follow you on Twitter.
At Say It With Style.
Say It With Style. Now, on Say It With Style, I saw that you wrote there, you got a new On The Fence category. So let's jump into our On The Fence category. Hit it.
Yeah, On The Fence is kind of like, it's not yet worst and it's not best. It's kind of like right there in the middle, and I'm still like wondering, what happened or what's missing. And first on my list, on my on defense list, was Amy Adams and Lauren Scott. She was wearing Lauren Scott runway. The dress was stunning. I love the color.
The necklace killed it.
She didn't do anything to make it her own. And when you look at the dress that was literally on the runway with the jewelry and everything, she wore it almost identical. And I was like, where is your originality?
There is
make
none.
It your own. Do something to make it funky. Do something to make it interesting.
What would you have done? What would you have done?
I would have done something. The neckline of that dress did not call for a necklace over it. So she had this necklace over the neckline. I would have just done actually nothing, similar to Hillary Swank. I loved how Hillary Swank did not wear any earrings, and she let the bejeweled, dress, the bottom of the dress speak for itself. I would have done just that. No jewelry, just had my hair nice and wavy like she had it, and just let the dress be beautiful on its own.
You know, I agree, and I'm going to tell you who my on the fence was. I had a couple of on the fence. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Nicole was on my worst dress list. I got to tell you that.
All right, save that. We'll get that. But you know what? Yeah. Ooh, look at Anne Hathaway now. You see, she looks too amazing. She looks like Elvira. If y'all are watching the Oscars right now, she's
making.
Elvira. Yeah, messy.
And that dress makes her look fat.
Messy. Maybe she is fat because she's looking fat throughout this whole thing. But you know what? We're not going there. But Nicole Kidman, speaking of fat, she looked like she was pregnant. I give her mad props and kudos for wearing Dior, especially with all that Dior's going through now. You know, with John Galliano and this alleged anti-Semitic stuff. But she wore Dior and she wore white. Like it was peace. She was waving the peace flag for Dior.
Well, you know, she always, that's one of the things that really frustrates me about Nicole Kidman is that she's so pale and she's got this beautiful red hair, and then she just insists wearing white dresses. And to me, that is just the most unflattering color for her. Only, not even if she's walking down the aisle getting married again. I think she looks so much better in color. She looks so much better in something more contrasting.
How this beautiful was she like last year in the red?
Well, she just... And she missed the mark. I mean, one thing that Nicole Kidman is not known for is her fashion. I mean, she's known more for making mistakes.
And let me tell you, though, I love Nicole Kidman. I think, to me, she looks like an alien. She's got those big eyes and the white skin, you know, like that famous picture of aliens. But I love her. And I think whatever she wears, because she's got that height and that structure, she looks great. People always argue with me, but I love Nicole Kidman. So she was on my on the fence tonight. And you know what? So was Jennifer Lawrence. I wanted a little bit more from her.
Well, that was classic Calvin Klein collection. I mean, to me, Jennifer Lawrence, what I loved about her was how simple her look was.
Yeah.
It was just the simplicity. She let it be about her eyes and her beautiful hair, and her body is banging in that dress.
Bang.
I got to tell you.
But let me tell you.
It reminded me of Scarlett Johansson back in the day.
Okay. But Nicole Kidman should have worn that because Nicole Kidman is Nicole Kidman. Jennifer Lawrence, she's still a little bit new. She should have done a little bit more.
Well, yeah, but when you look at Jennifer Lawrence with the, in her evolution on the red carpet from January, from early January till now, she looks like she's become a little bit more comfortable and relaxed. And she took the high road and said, since I'm a nominee, I'm not going to try too hard. The people that nothing... are the ones that try really, really hard.
I got it. You never want to let your clothes outshine you, right?
Exactly.
Now,
and
let me tell you.
If she were to win, she would want to get up there and be able to give her a speech and remember for the rest of her life saying and not asking that question, why did I wear that?
Right. Shut up and wear it. But now listen, I got to tell you, Reese Witherspoon was too cute, too adorable. She's like, she's Hollywood's Barbie doll. She was on the fence tonight, not loving it.
Well, you know what? It was very similar to the dress that we saw Julia Roberts wear years ago. That Valentino. The vintage Valentino. So to me, it was reminiscent of that.
Been there,
her
done
hair
that.
Was adorable. But
too much.
To me, it was. She just looked pretty. She looked really,
okay.
really pretty.
I agree. Now, the last one that I have here, because we got to move along, is Cate Blanchett. And to me, she looked like she was wearing a vintage Andre Courage, like amazing, amazing.
Well, to me,
but she wasn't. You see, she was on my on the fence because it could have gone really well, but she looked like a futuristic Star Wars bedazzled.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, I love Givenchy, but I did not love that dress. I did not like sales. But see, I have to tell you, when she walked onto that stage, she floated and it looked beautiful. It was great to look at, but it just did not look good on her. It just wasn't a flattering dress. Nothing about it looked good on her.
No, I agree, but she wasn't my worst. She was on the fence. All right, so moving along, let's go right into the worst dress because, you know what, we just – you know, and I got to tell you, Kate Blanchett was on my worst dress until she walked out, though, because it looked different on stage than it did on red carpet.
But that's the whole thing is that the one place you want that dress to look stunning is on the red carpet because that's where all the flash bulbs are.
All right, well, speaking of flash bulbs going dead.
Yes.
And you know what? The flash bulbs didn't go off on these worst dress, so let's get into it. You tell me your worst, and I'm going to tell you my worst. Hit it.
Okay, my first one was Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine in Valentino. She looked like a horrible bag lady in tattered clothing. It just nothing about the color, the style. She I really wanted to, like, spit. It was that
like
bad.
She was a vintage mess. Total vintage mess.
It's more of the same. She keeps wearing the same style dress every time she's on the red carpet, and it's just getting a little dull and boring.
I agree.
Next. Girlfriend, let's do something a little different. Wear a pop collar. My next one was Jennifer Hudson. She looked like she lost a fight with a tomato. Nothing about that Versace gown looked on her. The only thing
you
that
see,
I like is
I
that she's wearing purple shoes.
And I love the
you
gown
did?
On her. I did. But she's Jennifer Hudson.
Like,
she lost all this weight, so she wanted to find herself in fabric.
Yeah, well, she found herself in a lot of fabric.
A lot of
that
fabric.
That dress on the bottom, we had a lot of growth coming out of the side. I mean, nothing to me between the plunging neckline. You could see where her boobs were taped down to the dress.
Yeah.
And the color was wrong. I mean, that tomato orangey tangerine color is not the most flattering color in the world, especially for a woman of her skin color. I would have gone with something a little deeper, a little richer, and maybe try to figure out which of the elements of that dress we were going to go with. And, you know,
look, I got to tell you, she was in my top five best, so I don't want to fight.
Wow.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it on her. She's had a rough life, so I think it's – she said she saw the dress and she knew it was hers. But who else did you have on your worst list?
Marissa Tomei in that 1950s with Charles James.
She was a nightmare
looked
before
really bad.
Christmas. Awful.
Yeah. The neckline on that dress was too high. The straps were too far apart. The tooling on the bottom was just too – it just had so many competing elements. Nothing about it worked for her. I liked the vintage, but I just did not like the dress at all. Just did not.
All right. Well, my worst list – you ready? Natalie Portman, she looked like a mess to me. She looked pregnant. She looked like an eggplant that got cut in the garden too soon. The dress was too short. It was a nightmare. Hated it. She was my number three. My number two, Oscar winner Marissa Leo. You know, she looked like a doily wrapped in gold.
Oh, you know, that was weird.
Now, you know what? Yeah, I want to cut that, make a little bolero jacket, and put it with some high-waisted sailor pants. That would look cute, but the whole thing was a mess. And then my number one was Scarlett Johansson. She was a total mess from top to bottom.
I know. You know what she gave me? She gave me the impression that she ran out of time and she couldn't finish her hair. The car was coming. She had a red carpet, so she left. I mean, and then
that
was dull. It was
dull
the dress,
and bad.
Dull. I call that dress the mullet dress. It was business on the front and party in the back where you have the cutout in the back. I thought that was the only interesting element on the dress.
Nightmare. And you know what? Penelope Cruz to me looked like, I know she just had babies, everybody, or a baby, but she looked like she was a stuffed cabbage in that dress. Ooh.
You know, what was interesting about that dress was all the embellishments, and that was another red carpet trend that we saw. We saw a lot of embellished dresses. I thought that the way that the light caught the embellishments, the dress was flawless, but I just did not like the dress on her. It looked like she was on fire. That's what it looked like to me.
All right. Well, you know what, Ronan? Hey, Ronan, we got some music, and can you just give us the big blast? Because you know what, Felix? We're going to talk about best dress right now here on Max and Friends. We're giving you the Oscar special live tonight right here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. If you're all watching the Oscars, congratulations to the King's Speech, who just won Movie of the Year. But you know what? We're talking about better things here. That's fashion. So you know what, Ronan? We're going to give them a big thunderous what? Because we're going to talk about the best right now on Max and Friends. Hit it. All right. Can we lower it and talk over it, Ronan? So here's the deal, Felix. We want to hear your best. Give us your top three.
Okay, my absolute, absolute, absolute best was Halle Berry and Marquesa. She looked flawless.
Okay? Was she your number one?
Capital flawless. She looked flawless in Marquesa. That nude color, the detail. I mean, the dress, when I saw her, when she stepped on the red carpet, I nearly passed out. She looked so beautiful.
I agree with you, but the one thing that why she did not make my number one, Felix, she's got to do something with that hair. She has the same hair for every show.
Well, for me, I'm happy that she finally cut that weave off. I mean, that she was wearing a bad weave for so long, and this is the classic Halle Berry look. I mean, everybody knows that this is a look that looks really great on Halle, and
short
hair works
for her. She was great. She was great, but she was not my number one. Now, who was your number two?
Michelle Williams looked stunning in Chanel. I just thought she looked like a blonde Audrey Hepburn.
And your number three?
My number three was, you're going to say, you're probably going to get upset, but Jennifer Lawrence and Calvin Klein Collection by Francisco Costa. I thought she looked absolutely fabulous.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you mine, and you're going to agree or disagree, but my number three was Sandra Bullock. I thought she looked great in The Vera Wang. She was simple this year. She didn't have that Golden Globe mess of the bangs. She looked put together, so I gave her number three. She looked great to me.
Well, she was on my fence list. Something looked like it was missing on that look. But she did look pretty, but I just felt like something was missing.
And then my number two, Celine Dion. I loved her. She just had twins like less than 4 months ago. She looks amazing.
I know. She was on my best dress list in that Armani Privé and that plunging neckline. I thought she looked flawless.
Statuesque. To me, she was number two. Yeah. And my number one, Felix, for Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, Best Dress, Oscars 2011, Hilary Swank.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. I mean, that and Gucci? I mean, I could not believe that it was a Gucci gown.
She is
That's
my
like
number
so
one. Best Dress, blew everybody out of the water. Simple, elegant. Love you, Hilary Swank. I give you number one Best Dress of the year. What do you think,
And the best
Felix?
Part about it is that she skipped the earrings and she let it be all about the dress. Stunning.
That's right. She did it. She did it. Well, you know what, Felix? I'm so glad that you're here tonight with us on Max and Friends. ShutUpAndWearIt.com. You can find Felix there. Felix, you're going all over. You're doing like a national tour for the Oscars. You've been nonstop. And I thank you so much for giving us a good portion of your time tonight, Felix.
Thank you, beautiful. I appreciate it. I can't wait to talk to you again.
And I'm going to talk to you real soon. Everyone, that's celebrity stylist Felix Marcano. Shut up and wear it. And Felix, tell us what you're doing real quick. What's next for you?
Well, tomorrow, CBS is doing the same thing. It's going to be about the Oscars fashion for the next couple of days. And then we're up to working on some other makeover shows. So we got a lot coming on at ShutUpAndWearIt.com. It's doing really, really, really well. It's a lot of work, but it's so much fun. So definitely check it out for all of our fashion 411. And on where you can get celebrity style for less and costumes.
And the whole nine yards.
Like
yeah. All right, Felix. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. I've known you forever, and I'm so glad you finally made it onto my show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good night, Felix Marcano from ShutUpAndWearIt.com. See you later, Felix.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We're flying by with this. The Oscars are over. Congratulations to everyone winning tonight. But you know what? I got to get my good friend, Farrah Ongsana here tonight. You know, Farrah was supposed to dress Helen Mirren, but Helen went with Vivian Westwood. Big mistake. She should have wore Farrah's dress. Hey, Ronan, can we get Farrah on? It's going to be good. We're going to talk to her and get the scoop. Now, you know what, everyone? That was Felix. Go check out his site. Shut up and wear it. So much fun. And we're going to get Farrah on right now in just a minute. So until then, I want to just say thank you to Rolanda Watts for coming on tonight. Thank you for Felix coming on tonight. And here we go. I'm trying to get this all in because I got to say thank you all to my listeners tonight because you all have been texting me and tweeting me and doing all this kind of stuff. And it's been a lot of fun having you all tune in to listen to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. You know, we're here every Sunday night. I got to give you all the weather. You know what? Right now in New York, we've got 57 with a low of 32 and rain. LA, 61 with a low of 42 and clouds. But Miami, you're 83 and sunny. So everyone, go to Delta.com because flights are on sale right now at Delta.com. Hey, Farrah, you here with us?
Hi, Max.
Good morning, Farrah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're just doing this whole Oscar special tonight, so we wanted you to be a part of it because we know that you probably would have dressed these women a lot better than some other designers, but we give props to them. The ones that were on the worst list should have all contacted you because then they would have been on the best list. So tell us about Helen Mirren's dress that you had designed that was going to be worn by her.
Yeah, I was supposed to, Helen Mirren was supposed to wear my gown, but unfortunately that the gown was delayed and came late by FedEx. So there's no second fitting. So that's the reason why that I missed the chance for the fitting.
You see, well, you know what? It's only going to get better because every missed chance is a new opportunity, right?
Of course. That will be next year.
Now tell us your worst dressed celebrity tonight.
Helen Bonham Carter.
You know, she's got her own funky style, doesn't she? But it just doesn't work.
Well, she have her own style, but, you know, this is Oscar. You know, she should respect Oscar.
I agree with that. There was a lot of – I totally agree. You know, she's very like Vivian Westwood-ish, always looks like she should be in London somewhere making some kind of scones or something in a bakery. So I agree. You know what I mean? And now who was your favorite dressed actress tonight?
Mila Kunis for Elie Saab, from Elie Saab.
She was beautiful. It was a subtle statement. She looked divine. The color was perfect on her. And what was beautiful about that dress was there was that the hidden lace, the hidden transparency. It was a beautiful, beautiful dress. So I agree with that. I liked her outfit. Now, for the men, tell me, darling.
It's very seductive.
Would you like me to seduce you? Now, speaking of seducing, what did you think of the men?
Oh, I think that Justin Timberlake looks good in Tom Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one guy I forgot, but Justin Timberlake looked good.
Justin looked good. Now, listen, if you could dress anyone for the Oscars next year, who would your number one choice be? Last time you said Halle Berry, but this time I want someone else.
Well, I don't know who's the nominee next year yet.
That's a good answer.
Maybe you.
Why not? Because I would love for you to bring your men's collection back, Farrah. We were talking about that the other day on Facebook.
Yes, that's right.
So speaking of, you know what, everyone? Farrah Angsana, check her out, everyone. FarrahAngsana.com. Go to her Facebook page. You can see her Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week show there. It was fantastic. The dresses were amazing. FedEx, we're going to find you. We're going to get you, FedEx. Okay? Next time, use UPS. FedEx, you suck. But like I said...
I'm not supposed to say that, right?
That's all right. We said it, FedEx. All right? Hey, FedEx, we want you to send Farrah an Oscar. But you know what, Farrah? Thank you so much for being here tonight. What is it, like 5 o'clock in the morning right now in Switzerland?
Quarter to 6.
So it's not that early. Well, you know what? It's been fun here tonight on Max and Friends. We're glad that you got into the show, and we're glad that you gave us your rendition of who you thought was best and worst. Now, I've got to ask you a quick question. Did you see Donald Trump's wife, Melania Trump?
Oh, she's beautiful.
In Dolce & Gabbana.
That is one thing I like to point out. There are so many designers who are not themselves.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at Gucci tonight with Hilary Swank.
I know there's a lot of brand that is not themselves. I lost track. I mean, look at Rodarte. At first I thought it's Dior for yeah. Natalie Portman, but when she said it's Rodarte, I mean, I never thought that Rodarte would make such a gown. But I'm lost.
You know, Rodarte did the whole collection too for Black Swan, but Rodarte needs to go on a road diet because Homegirl was looking big when they did her pre-interview. So, you know what? That always brings to the point where, you know what? Who are they really designing for? Because they lost themselves. I agree with that.
There's a lot of designers losing their signature style because there's a lot of the demand from a lot of people. Then they just not stick to their idea, their spirit. Yeah, for their brand, then that's wrong. I think that is wrong. I mean, you can work with stylists, you can work your PR company, but at the end of the day, you have to stay true to yourself, that who the brand is. So you have to cater to speciality. Like my style, it's embellishment, feminine, sexy, and glamorous.
And consistent. What you show is you show things that you always have, like the most beautiful array of collection. And you've got like a signature that no one else has, and you stick to it. It's always different, but you have that same luscious feel to it. So you have consistency, which a lot of designers don't. And you know what? There's only one thing you could do, everyone, and that's to dress up on the red carpet. Next year, we want to see Farrah Angsana on the red carpet. All you stylists out there, hey, Felix, shut up and wear it. Get these people in Farrah. And also, I want to tell you something. What you're going to wear on the red carpet is one thing, but how you're going to get nominated? My favorite quote of the night was, of course, by homegirl Anne Hathaway. Farrah, this is my favorite quote. She said, the way to get nominated is to get naked. So on that note, everybody, thank you all for tuning in tonight. If you're going to get naked with the best. Wrap it up. Have fun. Summer's just around the corner. Delta.com flights are on sale. Farrah, thank you for being here. We want to see your dresses on the red carpet next year. So keep doing what you're doing. And FedEx, We're going to get you. We're using UPS next time to send Farrah dresses out to L.A. Farrah, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Sure. Take
care.
Have a good night.
Have a good morning. Bye, Farrah. I got to say thank you to Rolanda Watts, Felix Mercado, Shut Up and Wear It, and, of course, Farrah Angsana, who we want to see next to you celebrities wearing, all you girls out there, all the single ladies. And you know what, everyone? My quote of the night again. Get nominated. And how funny was this? It was a great year for lesbians. Well, you know what? On that note, Oscars, wonderful night. Thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. And I bid you a wonderful week. Next week, we've got Nikki Haskell here. And we're going to teach you how to get on a diet. So stay tuned for that so you can win wear all these dresses. All right, I got to go before I get myself into trouble. Have a good night, everyone. And remember to take life to the max.